Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Starbucks.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got a first in playbook that helps illustrate how the White House is trying to bring in new talent. The administration recently reached out to Scott Jennings about taking on a senior role in the administration. Jennings has establishment GOP political chops. He worked as special assistant to President George W. Bush and is a confidant to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Jennings turned down the offer, but it demonstrates that the White House is looking to bring in some high-level operatives with credibility.
Tara Palmieri has a story about Sean Spicer leading the search for his own replacement at the podium as part of a larger staff shakeup. The list of people he and Reince Priebus have reached out to about coming aboard include Fox News personality Laura Ingraham. Seems like the White House is doing away with the podium position as it shifts to more behind-the-scenes, off-camera briefings.
The Washington Post, Phil Rucker, and Ed O'Keefe have the big picture take today, with a look at how, in Trump's Washington, public business is increasingly done behind closed doors. Their examples include the Senate GOP healthcare overhaul, Trump not releasing his taxes, and even Trump refusing to acknowledge that he plays golf when he visits his golf courses over the weekend.
Ian Colgren and Sungmin Kim scoop in morning shift that Ivanka Trump is headed to the Hill to meet with Senators Marco Rubio and Deb Fischer about paid leave. We have a download from political insiders about the Georgia special election tonight. A Democratic insider that it's too close to call. Their best guess is that Democrat John Ossoff gets between 48 and 51% of the vote. Republicans have built out a robust ground game, and it's unclear how or if the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise will impact the race. A Republican involved in the race told us that early numbers will likely look bad for Republicans, with DeKalb County, a Democratic stronghold, coming in early. The Republicans need a strong showing out of Cobb County, and Ossoff needs to at least tie in Fulton County to have a shot. It is going to be a long night in Georgia.
Reuters has a scoop on how Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is bringing on a lawyer known for witness flipping. And the New York Times has a piece on how Mark Carollo, Trump's legal team's spokesman, has been critical of Trump on Twitter. And the showdown we've all been waiting for. The Senate GOP's Obamacare repeal effort appears to be on the brink of actually happening. Burgess Everett and Sungmin Kim report that Mitch McConnell is preparing for a vote next week, which means lawmakers will have no more than a week to review the legislation.
Speaker Paul Ryan is giving what his office is billing as a major address on tax reform today at the National Association of Manufacturers Conference. He isn't going to discuss the vast and crucial disagreements between the House, Senate, and White House, but will aim to describe the important components of any reform, his office says, both for individuals, businesses, big and small. Ryan is expected to lean into permanent tax reform instead of temporary measures and will argue against half measures, both signals that he wants to avoid the simple tax cut the White House has at least talked about, which many see as an easy way out and a way to avoid political pain.
In the juice, we've got Jeff Bezos and Jay Carney spotted at Les Diplomates last night, and we've got a slew of important job moves. Natalie Jones Hallahan has started as SVP of External Affairs at Meridian International Center. Jones was acting chief of protocol at State in the Obama administration. Veteran lobbyist Jack Quinn has joined the D.C. office of Manat Phelps & Phillips as a partner in the litigation group and chair of the firm's federal regulatory and government practice. Michael LaRosa is starting July 10th as communications director for Democrats on the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources under ranking member Senator Maria Cantwell. LaRosa has spent the last six-plus years as a producer for MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews. And a first in playbook, Clinton alumni Maya Harris is joining MSNBC as political analyst. She was a senior policy advisor on the Clinton campaign and is a CAP alum. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.